This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Like that? Start the program with a chant, the DJV program this hour, Thursday, the 10th of January. I'm Doug Steffen, here to elocute. What do they call it when you are in, you're being charged with something, you're in court, you have to, if you've pled guilty, you have to, is it elocute to whatever the charges are? Is that the word? Okay. I think it is. All right, Jennifer.
How about if I just tell you a story? Should I just tell you a story?
All right, Jennifer.
Let's not try to go above our pay grade.
All right, help yourself, Jen.
All right, so government shut down day 20. That's still going on. The president's going to the border today, taking Sean Hannity with him for an interview opportunity, and we'll see. We'll see what happens there. I kind of wish that, and, you know, I don't think that this is either side's fault. It probably wasn't an idea thrown out there. But why aren't Chuck and Nancy going with the president to the border? Wouldn't that at least make it look like they
cared
what was going on there?
Yeah, because when you see stuff with your own eyes, you know, you can, it's hard to not interpret the same thing.
I don't know. Either they got invited or they're not coming, or they weren't invited and they should have been. So I think it's kind of interesting. I think it would at least appear to the nation that they're trying to work through something.
True.
But alas, not much hope for bipartisanship in this particular case. But enough of that. This story has been getting traction on social media, and I've been kind of watching it, and it's so interesting to me about how gambling can get really bad for people really fast. I'm not a huge gambler because I start to see the money I put in a slot machine like in pairs of shoes and it starts to freak me out. I don't know if you guys are big gamblers, but what's the biggest amount, and I would just take it real quickly around the room, what's the highest stakes that you've ever put on a bet, even if it's like, oh, I bet you a dollar, blah, blah, blah.
$300.
Or $300. All right, $300 for Doug. Victoria?
Yep. Man, I think $20 on a horse race is probably the most I've ever.
Kara, your biggest bet?
I don't know if I've ever actually made a real bet. Yeah, probably like a dollar or two, maybe $10.
How about $100,000? How about that?
I mean, I
who's
hate
doing that.
That?
Two poker players engaged in a $100,000 bet. This just means they are gambling fanatics. They wanted to see if one of them could live for 30 days inside of a pitch-black bathroom in complete isolation. Yeah.
Ugh.
Professional poker player Rich Alotti accepted Rory Young's bet while playing at the Bellagio in Las Vegas in September. Alotti agreed that to pay Young the $100,000 if he failed to stay the entire 30 days inside the room. Alotti and Young agreed on the following terms. Alotti would be delivered food from a local restaurant at irregular intervals to prevent him from keeping track of time. There would be no television, no radio, no phone. What kind of life is that? He would be able to have a yoga mat and a massage ball. And his father would also monitor him via video feed and can pull his son out anytime so that he wouldn't actually die in there.
For 30
psychologist
days?
Psychologist told... For 30 days. In a dark room. Psychologist told The Guardian, that reported on this initially, that living in solitary confinement for a prolonged period of time would be extremely taxing on his mental health, but he wasn't worried because he'd been a practitioner of meditation and yoga, a skill he believed would help him remain calm through the experience. However, at the 10-day mark, he began Young, the one who's, you know, not inside, you know, not in there, began to worry he may lose the bet, noting how Alotti looked totally fine sitting in that room. And he decided to make his rival an offer on day 15. He said $50,000 to leave the room right now. After spending over two weeks in dark isolation with bouts of hallucinations and several moments of despair, he declined the offer.
So he's going for the full $100,000.
Stayed in the bathroom. Now, the two continued negotiations, and on day 20, he accepted his offer of $62,400 to leave. Both players seem to be happy. They are all certifiable. That's just my opinion. And are glad they made that bet because they think it's a good story.
For 20 days. Well,
Well, for him, it's great, but you got to live in a bathroom for all that time.
Yeah, I know. Oh.
It's crazy. Now, he said one of them lost a sizable chunk of money, but they both feel great because it's a good story to tell of two people who want to test whether they can do something in a fair environment. It shows people can work together. At least that's what they're telling all the
people. Yeah, well, it'll only be fair if the other guy now has to try it. He has to do something. The guy who didn't, you know, who wasn't in the bathroom, he either needs to try that or a different challenge. Then it'll be fair.
All right, can we go back for a minute to the line, or to the shutdown, or to the wall, or whatever? I'm trying to figure out.
I was trying to give you a break, actually.
I know you were, but I have one question about you. This piqued my interest when you said, how about we invite Nancy and Chuck to go along on the trip? And then I started thinking about what I'd seen the last 24 hours about all of the congressional Republicans that are having a hard time with the shutdown, what their constituents are saying, and they're getting nervous, it would seem, because, you know, the average American...
Should.
Yeah, I think they ought to be. So, and because I'm a farmer, in addition to being a broadcaster, I'm not up for any government payback, but I know that many of my brethren, I shouldn't say payback, government subsidies, many of my brethren who need the subsidies, they become, you know, what we've done is allow the government to put farmers in a place where they need the government. They can't survive without some of these government programs instead of surviving on their own. So now they've cut them all short. And at this time of year, most parts of the country, there's nothing, there's no farm activity, no sales, unless you're a dairy farmer. All the other stuff in the northern half of the country is sold out, gone. So this is something that a lot of the Midwestern senators and congressmen are getting a lot of heat about, and I'm just wondering what will be done or what can be done. Does this force the shutdown to end because the Republicans are going to go to Trump and say, okay, enough already?
Trump's only going to be able to be good until if he has the Senate support on this. Ultimately, Trump decides whether or not a bill is signed. So even if the Senate were to crumble, Trump could say, "I'm still not going to sign this bill that was passed in from the House or the Senate." He could veto it, but. Yeah. It helps when you have the Senate who says, we're not going to even take up this bill. We know the president's not going to sign it. This is not acceptable. Do better and send it back to the House. That's more favorable for the president. I think there are a lot of Republicans like Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski, some others who are up for re-election in 2020, who are like, wait a second, we don't want to take the bad end of this. That's the old school way of thinking. I think in many cases, there are a lot of Republicans who, just like Democrats, are into self-perseverance, right? They want to move through, and they want to not necessarily tackle the problems. They want to get reelected. And this is a real issue. Whether you like what Trump is doing or not, there is a problem that both Republicans and Democrats have acknowledged being a huge problem for the country. 70%, 69% to be more accurate, of Americans think that there's a crisis at the border, think that there needs to be something done. Whether they support the wall or not, they think that there is a problem with immigration in the country. So I just don't understand why these Republicans, instead of saying getting nervous, why don't they encourage a compromise? Why don't they go to Trump, and who's already compromised, by the way, in the plan he sent to the House? Why don't they go to their fellow colleagues in the Senate who are Democrats and say, why don't we come up with something somewhere in the middle? Rand Paul's been talking about this for a while. Let's get the government reopened. Let's come together with something in the middle. Let's at least make an offer and do something instead of just crumbling and saying, oh, we'll get to it later. Because I remember back to Reagan, this has been the promise from Democrats. Oh, we'll get to immigration reform later. Reagan promised amnesty, delivered on amnesty. Democrats were supposed to shut down the border and provide control. They never did that. So for decades, this has been going on. It's time to stop kicking the can down the road, deal with the problem, get people back to work. It doesn't seem like it should be that hard. That's what we hire these people to do.
But that's what we're... It's all about them, and it's not about us. Look at all the people...
Well, it's about elections. That's what it's about, and that's bad.
It is about elections. And look at all the people... We think that it's undesirable, the presidency is undesirable. Who'd want that job? Look at the people coming out of the woodwork. I just noticed last night in a newscast, Marianne Williamson. Do you know who she is?
Marianne
Williamson.
No.
Is it, if you Google her, you'll see she's been very big in the New Age movement. She has been very much a philosopher. She did a radio program for a while. She's done television. She's written any number of books about the same sorts of things that I talk about on Your Hidden Power, the hour that I do every week for those who don't know, that is a mainstay of opportunity for people to express themselves about things that are unusual, the sixth sense, that sort of thing. And so she's running. We got Kamala Harris, who says she's going to run. She just got into the... She just got, reminds me of Obama, get into the Senate, and 5 minutes later, I'm running for president. And she's a horror show, along with Pocahontas. Marianne Williamson actually would be a very interesting candidate, because she's very smart. She has very interesting views on things. I'm sort of surprised she's interested in politics, actually.
Where is she from?
Marianne Williamson? I don't honestly know where she comes from originally. I know I've been to a couple of her lectures. She's very interesting. I would just put it that way. But
there were,
you wouldn't
I
expect
saw some
somebody
billionaire.
Like that to be running.
Right, yeah. I saw there was some billionaire guy who apparently announced yesterday he wasn't going to be running. Yeah, I didn't even know he was even thinking about it. And you're right, Doug. There aren't people coming out of the woodwork. No.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even know who he is.
Interesting. Yeah, see, he's a West Coast kind of phenomenon. Everybody in California knows him. He runs a ton of advertising here. He's a billionaire, hedge fund manager, who had hired people. I mean, I gave a speech yesterday where I said I thought he would run, but he'd dump out pretty quickly and dump his money behind someone else. Because he hired state directors in California, Nevada, South Carolina already, and he has spent billions of dollars on elections. There's an effort to impeach Trump. He's trying to collect signatures on that. The guy is not a Trump fan, full environmentalist, and it was a surprise to me that he decided not to run, but that means somebody is going to be the beneficiary of his money, and I would imagine it's probably someone like a Beto O'Rourke, who that kind of money could make him a pretty powerful contender. Yeah. I think up against Trump, he'll lose miserably, but it could make him more powerful.
None of the people I've seen are going to be that effective against Trump. The only person that I see is going to be effective is Bloomberg.
Biden. I think Biden will be the most effective, Biden. But I don't know that he's going to run. I think he wouldn't run, but he thinks he's maybe the only shot against Trump, so maybe he will run. I don't know. That seems to be the big question, which we should get the answer from in the next couple of days.
Yep. All right. The leader of the Coast Guard says that to people who are being furloughed that are working for the Coast Guard, best way to avoid a problem during the shutdown is to have a garage sale. Become a babysitter or have a garage sale. That's the advice from the Coast Guard. All right, so let's see how far that goes with some of the folks who are on leave. Next up, a focus on your bed, your sheets, your pillows. Yes, boys, girls, ladies and gentlemen, moms and dads, this catalog that I've been talking about all this week at MyPillow.com, some of the things I'd even forgotten that they have, things like these roll-and-go pillows, which you can get all different colors. I've been talking about the dog beds. Actually, they have pet beds for cats as well. So the advice I have, if it comes to... Now we're into the nitty-gritty. We're beyond those people getting started with their New Year's resolution. So let's fix the problem that you have of not getting a good night's rest by finding these pillows, fabulous pillows. And you get different, they come in different sizes and shapes and firmness. Go to MyPillow.com, where you get the only pillows in the world that you can wash and dry, and see what's in there for you. Lots of things backed by popular demand. MyPillow's best deal. You buy one MyPillow, get the second one free. The pillows that most people like, that most people are talking about, are the premium pillows, and then there are the go-anywhere pillows. So you get four, and you pay for two. Use the code DJV. That's just an example of how you can save. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. That's promo code DJV now at MyPillow.com. And enjoy a great night's sleep. Rest. Have a great beginning to the new day. 21 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Anytime, any place. place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. Today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher mortgage payments. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates so you can buy a home with certainty. It's called Rate Shield, and here's how it works. With Rate Shield, you can lock your interest rate while you shop for a new home. So if rates go up, you don't have to worry. And here's the best part. If rates go down, you get the lower rate. With Rate Shield, we really have you covered. Here are more reasons why you'll want to work with America's largest mortgage lender. For 9 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the 5th year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Rate Shield. Another way we can save you money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records, Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year purchase transactions. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Throwback Thursday exercise. Music's important in our lives, as you know. And every week at this time, every hour at this time, we have some musical focus. And on Thursdays, we go back to a very important week in a musical year. Every year is musical, I guess, in a manner of speaking. 1962 is the year for us to focus on, in this Throwback Thursday, Neil Sedaka and his second, I think, number one song, having to be number five this week. Happy birthday, Sweet 16. Crank it up, Kara.
I can't believe my eyes. It's just a teenage dream. Happy birthday, Sweet 16.
Couldn't get away with this song these days. It's going go nowhere. All right, let's see. What else have we got? Oh, this is one of my favorite Elvis tunes. Marking in at number four this week in 1962. And how falling in love.
Only fools rush in.
Great ballad. Don't you ladies love this song?
But yeah, this is a great song.
I can't help how falling in love with you.
And this is the better part.
Shall I stay? Would it be a sin if I...
Can you imagine Lewis singing this to you?
If he ever does, please take a video.
Yeah.
Hi, this is what keep the intrigue going. 1962, this week in 1962, this is the first of two. The same song got released twice, did well the second time, did well the first time. Joey D and the Starlighters with a peppermint twist. So, I dare you to sit still for this one. All right, we like this or not?
I've never heard this before.
Haven't you? This was the era. This is when the twist got started. And the twist got started with the number two song this week. It was at number one for I don't know how many weeks. Ernest Evans became known as the Chubster. Chubby Checkers, first number one. This song sold 4 million copies. It's called The Twist. Hoo-ah. Think of this.
I love this. It's great.
Isn't it great? So there was the real twist, then there was the peppermint twist. Wasn't a lot of important lyric lines coming out of music at this time, but Elvis and Can't Help Falling in Love, that's a great lyric line. The number one song, I know you're all waiting for this one, from this week in 1962, belongs to a group called The Tokens. 3 weeks at number one, The Lion Sleeps Tonight, based on an African tribal love song. Crank this up, please. Did you know this is based on an African tribal love song?
I did not, but I believe it now, listening to it.
Yeah.
Been used in a lot of movies.
Yes. Yeah, this song has a lot of staying power. And it seemed kind of silly at the time, but if you know the background for it, it doesn't seem silly at all. But at that time, they were taking music from almost anything and turning it into some kind of pop song. Lion Sleeps Tonight, number one, this week in 1962.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights. And you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You started a DIY project at home. Then you realize convenience isn't always easy. The why in DIY doesn't mean why is this so hard. At ADT, we DIFY, do it for you. We customize and install a secure smart home that you control from the palm of your hand or the sound of your voice. Smart security, designed and installed just for you with ADT. Visit ADT.com/smart to learn more. License information available at ADT.com. ADT. Real.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Reports are President Trump has quietly told aides and some reporters supposedly off the record that he doesn't think it will achieve anything, but he is still headed to the Mexican border today. He'll visit a border section in Texas to again stress border security. That after yesterday's meeting with Democratic leaders, which, from the president's point of view as he seeks border wall funding, didn't go so well. Here's correspondent Rhonda Walensky.
The president leaves a meeting at the White House with Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer after the two Democrats refuse to budge. House Minority Leader Republican Kevin McCarthy telling reporters,
"The president would go back and forth in a negotiation. I saw Schumer continue to raise his voice. The president then turned to the speaker and politely asked her, if we open the government up, could we have border security?" She raised her hand and said, no, not at all.
This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Unexpected conversation, a result of tuning into the DJV show. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. In fact, Victoria's going to lead off with a trending story right now.
Yep, Harvey Weinstein's back in the news. This time, his battle against Ashley Judd, or one could say her battle against him, has been called into question. A U.S. district judge has dismissed Ashley Judd's sexual harassment case against Harvey Weinstein, saying that her team, her legal team, didn't adequately provide enough evidence or didn't really put the case together in a way that was covered by the statute. And so, but the judge did say that Ashley Judd's case against Weinstein for defamation, which she claims he derailed her career after she denied his sexual advances in the 1990s, that part of the case is definitely moving forward. And the reason that that's going to be problematic for Weinstein it seems to be pretty much on her side on this one, and because in California they have an unfair competition law that apparently he was in violation of, and that he took advantage of her monetarily. And so the sexual harassment part of the civil suit isn't really that important. What is really going to come after him for money is going to be essentially him preventing her from working, which in California you can't do that under this law. So it'll be interesting to as stuff moves forward. He's got, of course, criminal cases against him in New York, where those charges have already been filed. So he's not going to be digging out from under for a very long time.
Even if he doesn't go to jail, he will spend the rest of his life, my prediction is, that he spends the rest of his life fending off all of these claims.
Totally.
Because there's so many of them, they just keep going one after another, after another, after another, so you can forget that.
Mm-hmm.
Another name in the news, a name that you may not recognize because his name is not something that you think of, but when you see a picture of actor Neil McDonough, you know exactly who we're talking about. He's one of these dozens of character actors that make a really good living playing different characters in different roles. For example, he was on Desperate Housewives for a couple of three seasons. So if you look at him, he's been in every sort of drama that there is on television. Very well known. So I've given you the name, ladies. You probably Googled him. You know who I'm talking
actually,
about, right?
I think I saw this story yesterday. Yeah, because I didn't recognize the name right away. And as soon as I saw his face, he has this like platinum white hair and these very
young face,
blue
really
eyes.
Piercing blue. Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
He played a villain on the show Arrow on CW. He was amazing and terrifying to watch. He was really good.
Well, they can make him up, somebody like that with those eyes. So he has told producers of various programs that he is happy to be cast, happy for the work, but he will not kiss anybody on screen. No other actress, nobody can be kissed by him because he says his lips are for his wife. So, I won't kiss anybody. He said to somebody who is the creator of one of the shows, I'm sure you know by now, I will not kiss anybody. His kisses are for his wife. Which I thought was kind of
unique. Interesting.
Yeah.
He's Catholic. He considers himself to be very, very religious. But I don't even think, I guess he's kind of lost some work because people thought he was a bit of a religious zealot. Because of things like his, you know, no kissing rule. But, I don't know. I don't think that has anything to do with religion. I think it's just if you're really happy and devoted to your spouse, I think that that's a really nice thing to say.
Well,
you know, look, part of it, because if you're as an actor, part of your job and to be the spouse of an actor, part of your job is to sit at home and watch your husband or your wife make out with other people. It's probably not fun. So I think it's really a nice tribute to his wife.
Right. He wouldn't kiss. He was on the movie, he was on the TV show Scoundrels. He wouldn't kiss Virginia Madsen, so he got fired from the show for that. But I guess after that is when he made it clear that he wasn't going to kiss anybody on the set. And so there you go. It is an interesting story, especially in light of a lot of the other stories that you hear. I think today people are talking about Jeff Bezos, who's getting a divorce from his wife. He's dating Lauren Sanchez. She's married. He's married. But they aren't married to each other. At least not at the moment. Let's see where all of that goes. It becomes just gossipy stuff. Kind of interesting. Around the nation today, the Chrysler Building. Big skyscraper. New York City. From the Art Deco era. But the same era as the Empire State Building. It's up for sale. It was built 90-some-odd years ago. It's been owned by an Abu Dhabi investment fund since 2008. Tallest building in the world at the time it was built in the 30s. Empire State Building then opened up and it was, I don't know, 30 feet taller or something like that. So it's now the sixth tallest building in New York. Drop down another notch later this year when there's another new office tower opening up. But it's a very recognizable building.
It's beautiful. It's my favorite building in all of New York. I love the Chrysler Building. It's so gorgeous.
Well,
but you know, it's really, this sounds kind of funny, but this is going to go for like a bargain, and I put that in big air quotes because on this level, it's a bargain. They say the investors may not even get back the $800 million that they spent.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Because the Chrysler Building, although it's iconic, it's very difficult to entice new companies to want to move in and rent the office space because it's very dated.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, you can't really do much because it's a landmark building.
Yeah, it's fun, though. It's a fun building. It's been in a lot of movies. Men in Black, Spider-Man, Armageddon, 2 weeks' notice, Independence Day. And it is, yeah, okay, so it's not a modern office building. There are lots of them around. I just think it's, I don't know. I've been in it. It gives me the same feel when I go into the Empire State Building. They have that same feel. When you go in even to Rockefeller Center, mm-hmm. there's that Art Deco, the actual decorations. When you see the ambiance, you feel the ambiance, it brings you to a different place, I think, anyway, Victoria, when I go into these.
Well, and all of the buildings in Rock Center, like 30 Rock, when you're in, and everything's black marble with gold, or there's probably brass, with brass detailing, on the trim and everything, it's just an era that doesn't exist anymore in modern architecture, and the Chrysler Building is just, it takes that even up a notch. And it's real, true Art Deco detailing in the building. It's gorgeous.
I think that there's more charm to those buildings than most of the new buildings are very plastic.
Yes.
Maybe the modern amenities, but they're very, very young.
It's just generic looking, really.
Yes, yeah.
A lot of New York City skyline is now.
Walter Chrysler was the founder of the auto company bearing his name, and he wanted to build, in 1953, the tallest building in the world. So he did. For that time, anyway. He kept the plan secret until it was actually under contract. But you can always tell it when you see television shows, movies that are the helicopters flying over the city, and you get that blue bloods when you see the panorama of the city. You can always pick out the Chrysler Building. So
that's actually shot in New York, isn't it?
Blue Buds is actually shot in New York. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, as opposed to many of the other shows that are shot in New York. Well, it depends on now where the actors live as much as anything else. I was telling a story, I think I told it on the air, didn't I, of this fellow who's become a friend of our family's, Jonathan Tucker, who is starring with Kevin Bacon in a story about Boston police. But it's not going to be shot in Boston, it's going to be shot in New York. Because Bacon he wants to go home to his wife every night. And they said, okay, we'll do it. We'll find some place in New York that looks like Boston. I don't know how hard they're going to have to work to do that. Mm-hmm. But it's licensed. It's like the business we were talking about, the Green Book, and how people are upset because the story doesn't seem to follow what the family of Shirley, Mr. Shirley, thinks was the right story. And so you get... it's Hollywood, folks. It's a story. And you do what you do just to tell the story. Let me tell you a story now at 43 past the hour about the way one can keep his or her teeth looking your best. This is about your smile, but it's also about your gums. It's about all of the things, the sort of fascia of your face. Your gums determine your health. And if your teeth are cruddy, ugly, covered with stains and other things that are creeping and crawling around on your teeth, the enamel of your teeth, you're not going to be healthy. So this super fast, super easy way to clean your teeth or whiten your teeth with power swabs has been approved by many dentists and dental hygienists. Is that how you say it? You're a hygienist, right? Hygienist?
Mm-hmm.
Hygienist.
Hygienist. Yep.
Yeah. All right. So if you drink coffee, you drink wine, you smoke, you got the ugly yellow teeth, this is the way to figure it out. No brainer. Power swabs. And the offer that I present to you is one you can't get anywhere else. DJV line is 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code and you'll save 50% off the retail price. So now you save a lot of money. It's the perfect solution. whitening and brightening your teeth, feel better about yourself, get on the program. It's very simple, very easy. It certainly doesn't hurt, and it has such quick results. 800-208-1797 to whiten your teeth. It's not available online. Can't get it in stores. Can't get it at the dentist. Only by calling 800-208-1797 using code DJV can you buy power swabs at half price.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
Get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms online.
Make 2019 your best year yet. Start out with a great night's sleep. It's my plan. What about your plan? How often do you hear complaints about how hard it is to get a good night's sleep? Change the way you sleep forever with MyPillow. MyPillow, made right here in the USA, 100% machine washable and dryable cotton. They come with a 10-year warranty. You have nothing to lose except a good night's sleep. So let's get on the horn here, or better yet, go online to MyPillow.com. Get four MyPillows, four for half the price. Two premium MyPillows, two go-anywhere pillows, plus free shipping. The money-back guarantee extends till March 1st. So, with nothing to lose, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, that's promo code DJV at MyPillow.com, and get these fabulous pillows for a great night's rest. Start the new year out right by getting great rest, courtesy of the pillows from MyPillow.com.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, let's see what else is going on around the country. Voting rights restored this week for more than a million people in Florida who have felony convictions, Victoria.
Yeah, amendment this was interesting.
Changing the state's constitution to allow most felons to vote after they've completed their time. This is pretty much the antithesis of what goes on in other states. Voting rights not automatically restored for people convicted of murder or sex offenses, even in Florida. They had one of the strictest disenfranchisement laws in the country. If you're a felon, you wanted to vote. After you completed your sentence, you were required to submit an appeal to the state. And that process took a long, long time. So this has changed. State election officials say there are still some issues that need to be ironed out, including some sort of system to verify that a person applying to be added to the voter rolls really has completed the term of his sentence and the things that are required of him or her.
I think so, it's after probation as well. I think you have to, if you serve a sentence, then you have to be, you serve your probation time, and then you can appeal to get your voting rights back. And now this is only, this is like white collar crimes, and like it said, anything that's not murder or sex offenders.
Right.
I'm all for that. That's, you know, like you mess up your taxes and then, you know, you can never vote again.
Still be able
like
to vote under that circumstance. Right. And you shouldn't go to jail in the first place. You mess up your taxes, you pay the money that you either screwed the government out of or however, but you,
you can't pay it back.
You can't pay it back in jail. It's nonsensical.
Just ask my neighbor the situation.
Is he in jail now?
He's about to go to jail,
Have a good time, pal. 10 before the hour.
Hi.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Movie news is here. Chuck Curry is our movie man. His movie moments on the DJV show. Why are we playing Pat Benatar music? Chuck, is she in a new movie?
No, she's 66 years old today.
So what's got to do with movies?
Why not? Actually, you know why? Because when I saw her birthday, I'm gonna tell you why. I'm glad you asked. In the 1980s, when music videos really started to take form, I remember why, before MTV, before VH1, on Channel 7 in New York, ABC, 11:30 on a Friday night, there used to be Friday night videos, which for me was the first innovation of music videos on television, and then MTV was formed in VH1. Music videos back in the day in the 80s and 90s were huge, before MTV sort of went away from their original format. I don't know much about VH1 nowadays, but music videos were very big in the 1980s, and this is one of the best ones, Pat Benatar's Love is a Battlefield. So I think that's a good reason to
celebrate
Pat Benatar's, yes, 66th birthday.
Do you remember
watching music videos?
No, I never watched a music video in my life. Well, that's not true. I watched one. Ronnie Spector was a participant in a song about 10, 12 years ago, and I remember seeing that music video, but I've never, no music videos,
no horror movies, no zombie shows.
None of those things. The only Pat Benatar story, I have, because you're great at what you do. You know, I don't have to like what you do. The Pat Benatar story I have has to do with Charlotte, my dog. I was flying back from Los Angeles. Charlotte was in the seat next to me. I was in row 7, and there was a lady and her husband in row 8 behind me, and Charlotte kept sticking her nose through the seat. And the lady said, "Can I have your dog and hold him in my lap?" And I said, "Sure, if you want to." She's be very easy. So for the rest of the flight home, about 3 hours, she held Charlotte in her lap. And when we got done, she thanked me, and I said thank you to her. And then there was a big fuss made about this lady as she was leaving the plane. So I said to the stewardess, "Why the big fuss? Who is this person?" She said, "Oh, you didn't know who that was?" I said, "No, I don't know who that is." She said, "Pat Benatar." So apparently Pat likes dogs. She loved my bulldog. Imagine, dog you don't know, and she sits in her lap for 3 hours on the cross-country trip back from Los Angeles to Boston. That's my Pat Benatar.
That's a pretty cool story. Let me ask you a question. You sure George A. Romero never held Charlotte on a train? No?
No. Not that I know of anyway. All right. So, Chucker, let's get to some movie news right after this. All right? Stand by.
Here's your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Kerry Hall.
Do antioxidants really have a positive effect on our health and reverse the aging process? I'll be right back to tell you. Do antioxidants really reverse the aging process? Well, here's some real numbers that should make a difference to you. Death rates for people that take antioxidants are down by 50%. Cancer deaths are down by 13%. Cancer survival rates are up by 50%. Heart attack and stroke down by 50%. Skin cancer down by 70%. Infections are down by 50%. And cataracts are down by 27 to 36%. Those are some pretty powerful numbers, ladies and gentlemen, that show that antioxidants really do make a big difference in your life if you choose to take them. They can really reverse the aging process and allow you a much happier, healthier life. The cost of vitamins and minerals is small, especially compared with the money saved on drugs, doctor bills, hospitalization, and the ultimate effects of combined aging.
All right, Chuck, people are still talking about the fact that the Oscars may not have a host, although apparently Whoopi Goldberg has offered herself up, and that might not be a bad choice. She did it once before, and she's pretty good, wasn't she?
She's done it 3 times, I believe. I'm pretty confident from what I read last night. The 2019 Oscars, which will be held February 24th, will be hostless. They're not going to go with a host. What they're going to do is probably have a bunch of A-list celebrities come out and present. Also, since a lot of the movies nominated most likely are going to be music related, which is A Star Is Born and Bohemian Rhapsody, they're going to do a lot, and I mean a lot of musical numbers throughout the telecast. It's also going to be streamlined and a little bit shorter than what we've seen before. I have very strong feelings about no host. I think it's a pretty gutless move from the Academy. I think if you're going to throw in somebody like Whoopi Goldberg at the last minute, that's not what I want to see either. Although, you know, she would be...
She'd be all right.
She'd be fine, but... I'm surprised that this has come down to this. One other bit of movie news. Victoria sent me a story about Warner Brothers and Mattel teaming up to do a big budget Barbie movie. Margot Robbie will star as Barbie. Amy Schumer.
Margot.
We had the robot pass. Margot Robbie.
Yeah, Margot Robbie. All right, Chucker, you've done us proud again almost. 59 past the hour on.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.